We really do live in an incredible world. Just for a second, stop and think about the most incredible thing you've ever seen.
For millennia, every corner of the human race has been trying to answer the toughest question we've ever asked ourselves. Who are we? Where do we come from? And how did we get here?
For the next 3 weeks, The Science Show will tell you the remarkable story of the past 13.8 billion years. We will take you on a vast adventure from the very first moments of the universe to the origins of life on Earth.
We are The Science Show, and this is a brief history of you.
In the turbulent, busy debris disk around the newly born sun, clumps of rock and dust and gas collide thanks to their gravitational pull. As it gets larger, more massive, so it collides more and more, growing bigger and bigger. One such clump is forming. That ball of rock is growing. And one day it'll be the big blue ball of rock we call home, planet Earth. But where's our companion? Where's the moon? Let's fast forward to when Earth was a molten, downright unpleasant place a few million years later.
Chaotic and driven by gravity, the infant Earth is on a collision course with another body about the size of Mars. The collision throws huge amounts of rock into orbit around the scarred planet, creating a cloud of debris. This came to form our cheeseless silver moon. For millions of years, the Earth and newly formed moon sported hellish oceans of magma hundreds of kilometers deep. Slowly but surely they cool and solidify.
From the outside inwards, the moon's hot magma oceans slowly turned to cool rock, becoming solid. Locked in place, the moon becomes the grayscale ball in the Earth's sky we know today. Over the billions of years to come, the moon will bear the brunt of the stuff left over from the solar system's formation. Balls of rock and ice, asteroids, are nudged out of their orbits around the sun and make their way towards the inner solar system. Some will head towards the inner planets, including our newly born future home, the Earth. With its atmosphere, most of these rocky bullets don't cause much harm or damage. But the moon has no atmosphere. The asteroids strike the moon's surface with full force.
Look up at the moon tonight and you'll see the billion-year-old scars of the solar system's chaotic history. Craters are visible all over the moon's surface, and indeed our poor celestial companion is still bombarded now.
The oceans are full of many species of fish, ranging from vast collections of small fish through to the sharks that put fear into the hearts of every other ocean dweller. Amongst these multitudes of slippery and scaly critters, we see the development of a group of organisms called the tetrapods. These are the creatures that will be our first intrepid adventurers onto the rocky shores of the Earth.
Flapping around in the silty mangrove forests of the East African coast, we find the mudskipper, a living fossil that gives us a glimpse of what the early tetrapods would have looked like. While they truly do have access to the land, they are still vulnerable to the dry air and beating rays of the sun. They continuously need to roll around and bathe in the mud that gives them their name. The resulting layer of moisture and grime is enough to keep the mudskippers hydrated.
Life, for all its triumphs and adaptations against an ever-changing backdrop, finds itself inescapably being shaped by a paradoxical driving force: death. Life would have not travelled the path of constant refinement and evolution if it weren't for the spectre of death constantly looming over all on Earth. Before the Cambrian explosion, when life suddenly increased in variety several hundreds of millions of years before, life showed an apathy to change. The more complex a creature you were, the easier your demise could be accomplished, be it from changes in environment, other forms of life, or even death raining down from the cosmos itself.
The Oort cloud, a spherical shell of rocks surrounding the solar system. Out here, the sun's gravity has little effect on the orbits, but occasionally, the gravitational pull of the galaxy itself dislodges one of these rocks towards the center of the solar system. Many appear as comets across the night sky, but occasionally, their paths are much more sinister.
Meanwhile, back on Earth, the dinosaurs, who have been kings of the land for several million years, are unaware of their fate.
The asteroid smacks the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico,
with tremendous force and burrows deep into the ground. Immediately, super tsunamis devastate the nearby coasts, and carbonated gases and dust are released into the atmosphere. Over time, the sky turns black from all the dust and debris, causing plants and organisms which rely on the sun to photosynthesize to wither and die. The effect of this is disastrous, as the bottom of the food chain is effectively pulled from under the feet of those higher up. Eventually, initial survivors of the impact are wiped out due to starvation. It is estimated that the impact wiped out 75% of all life on Earth, and most importantly, the age of the dinosaurs was over.
Out of the estimated 8.7 million species on this planet today, only one has an unprecedented amount of control over their future, and the potential future of others. Us. We are capable and have done so much good on this planet, and yet, we have also caused a great deal of harm at the same time. In many cases, the course of human history has been changed by just one person. Sometimes for the better.
They will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
And sometimes for the worse. So imagine, if we worked as a collective, just what we are capable of doing. The limits are endless, and the future is an exciting place to live. Back on Earth, there's a commotion. In a hospital maternity ward down there, a baby is about to be born. What do you think its greatest achievement will be? You tell me.
This is The Science Show on URN.